Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The month of May at the Cloverdale Playhouse brings a lighthearted British Victorian comedy to fans, and we have a preview. Artistic director Sam Wooten and Explorers Club director Scott Grinstead join us from the Cloverdale Playhouse. Sam Wooten, welcome back to Troy Public Radio.
Great to be here, Carolyn. Thank you so much for having me.
We thank you for your heartfelt tribute to Randy Foster recently.
Thank you guys for the opportunity. He was a wonderful, wonderful man and a big part of our community. And just given the opportunity to share about him was a real blessing. So we appreciate you guys and Troy Public Radio so much for that.
Well, Sam, I am so interested in what's coming up at the Cloverdale Playhouse in the heart of Old Cloverdale. You have what is a really refreshing play coming up. Can you give us sort of a preview?
Sure. There's this great little farce that we found that our play selection committee chose for our season, and we're about to open Nell Benjamin's The Explorers Club. And I just happen to have the director of the production here with me, Mr. Jake Scott Grinstead, who can really go in depth for you.
Scott, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me Nell Benjamin's connection with the United States.
Nell Benjamin was born in New York and grew up in New York, went to Harvard University, and has been a writer on a number of things for the stage, for television, for film, and also wrote The Explorers Club, which is a great comedy. She's known for comedies. She wrote for the musicals Legally Blonde and Mean Girls. So this is another one of those great comedy pieces of her writing.
Coming from New York, she would have been familiar with the Explorers Club in the United States. And here's a footnote. In 2009, Alabama's E.O. Wilson Scott, who is a very famous biologist, naturalist, ecologist, and entomologist, got the Explorers Club's highest medal. How about that?
Wow, that's incredible.
But Nell eventually went to Britain, didn't she?
Yes. She studied in Trinity College in Dublin and in the UK, and yes.
But this play, The Explorers Club, is about Great Britain. What can you tell us?
Well, it takes place in 1879, so it's Victorian. It's about an explorers club in London that is in crisis. It's a comedy, so there's lots of problems that are set up right from the beginning. They have the worst bartender in London. They've got a bunch of crazy scientific things that each of the members are working on that are going to cause problems throughout the play. And one of the members is the female candidate up for membership, which is causing quite a stir.
We're talking about Victorian England. That era had so many explorers on the various continents. And so how did these guys feel about a woman?
They are not all that excited about it. It does cause some mixed reactions all across the spectrum. A few of them are interested in the prospect, but mostly they are not for a woman's membership in a male society club.
Well, that must present a crisis in the Explorers Club in London in 1879?
1879. Yeah, they have a few crises, but they definitely have mixed reviews on should a woman be a part of the club.
So, Scott, who are some of the characters in this comedy?
We have a wide range of characters. We have Phyllida Spott Hume, who is the female. She's an explorer. She is an anthropologist, and she's discovered a lost city. So she certainly has credibility to her name and to her science. And then we have a wild cast of characters that are herpetologists and zoologists and botanists and an archaeotheologist, which is biblical science, all vying for attention, vying for respect in the community and accommodations. And they get a chance to visit the queen and things go very, very wrong for them.
And some of these characters are charter members of the Explorers Club in London.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Scott, how can people get tickets and when are you presenting this?
We open on May the 2nd and we run through May the 12th. We have performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings and Sunday matinees. The evening shows are at 7. The matinees are at 2. You can get tickets to the production, the Playhouse's website, which is cloverdaleplayhouse.org.
Are you having fun with this as director?
We are having an absolute blast. We have such an amazing cast who are all funny in their own rights, people who are known in the community, people who are newer to the Playhouse stage, everybody bringing a ton of energy every night and physical comedy, witty comedy. It's a lot of fun every evening, and it's going to be fun for audiences as well.
And Scott, as far as the characters, you've told us some of those, but I understand that there is a troublemaking tribesman involved.
Yes.
Besides this female adventurer. Did they bring the tribesman back?
She brings a tribesman back with her who is certainly not adept at the ways of Victorian London. He has his own customs, his own ways of interaction, which end up causing quite a lot of trouble for the Explorers Club, and they have to disguise him and hide him from the Queen's guards. And there's a whole army of people outside the Explorers Club who get upset over various things that the explorers themselves are up to, and certainly that this Nakong tribesman brings to the story as well.
Well, Scott, I am such a fan of that era, and we all remember these Victorian adventurers who boldly trekked through these foreign lands in the name of science.
Oh, for sure.
Well, Scott, let me speak with Sam again.
Sure.
Sam Wooten, can you tell us what's coming up after the Explorers?
Yes. Yeah, so when Explorers Club closes on the 12th, then we get ready to jump right into the next show. We'll hold auditions for Alice in Wonderland. That's our summer production on the 19th and 20th of May. We encourage folks from all ages. The summer shows are typically geared towards children, but we often have adult actors in those shows. And so we would welcome anyone who wants to come out. It's a wonderful adaptation of the Lewis Carroll book that has the perspective of the kids trying to tell the story on their own with their own devices. They miss some bits. They embellish some other bits. It's hilarious. It's heartfelt. It's charming. It's going to be a real treat to put this one together.
Now, you're also busy with some other things in June, aren't you?
That's right. As if we didn't have enough going on, the month of June is when we come back and revisit our special event series. You guys have been so wonderful to let us share about those. On the 8th of June, we'll bring back our Rhythm and Rhyme series. That is a jazz and poetry night that is truly unique. It often sells out. We encourage folks to try and get those tickets early from our website. And then the following Saturday, on the 15th of June, we'll be bringing back our Joe Thomas Jr. Guitar Pull with a whole new round of artists bringing their songs, their stories. It's a wonderful night out, and our theater is a really special place for a night like this.
Sam, before we run out of time, are you doing any improv?
Yes. So actually, we are going to have improv shows coming up on the 18th of May. So right after Explorers Club opens, and then we'll have an improv showcase from some of our improv students on the 22nd of June. So you've got two chances coming up to catch the improv. It's one of the cornerstones here at the Playhouse, and we're super proud of it. It's a great night out. We're glad that we're able to provide that. And you never know, we might just tickle your funny bone.
Of course. Sam, I want to thank you for this preview, and I also want to thank Scott for joining us.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Joining us from the Cloverdale Playhouse in Montgomery were Sam Wooten, Artistic Director, and Scott Grinstead, Director of the Victorian-era British comedy, The Explorers Club. The play opens May 2nd and runs through May 12th, and ticket information is at the website, cloverdaleplayhouse.org. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is also a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.